And what I wanted to talk about today was from the perspective of the attorney in real estate, what is the opportunity to really promote outcomes as opposed to just processing regulation or advising the client from a reactive perspective. I had a conversation last night after Robert Brown's presentation on exactions and rough proportionality. I realized that I was in a situation recently where I was representing a developer in a community, I won't name the community, and I had formerly actually represented the community. And the question that was before us was the issue that comes up over and over again in terms of the requirement to dedicate parkland. And I was talking to a lawyer that's attending this conference, and I asked her, did she believe from the city's perspective that the requirement, and I don't remember what it was exactly, it was something like for every 50 units of residential, you have to do a 1 acre park. And I said, well, the client that I represent, he wants to do a mixed-use project with urban residential, has 20 acres. And we did the math on the proposed urban residential component, and the park would have to be 19 of those 20 acres. And so think about that. And I thought, you know, what's going on is that the preferences in Texas for walkable mixed use, whether it's infill downtowns or urban suburban, which is very, very common these days, both in smaller communities and in the large metro areas, we sort of extended past the traditional regulation and law and approach in terms of what makes sense. And one of the things we came up with is, and my thesis is, I think that that's not rough proportionality.